Kenora. The River Ridge Fish and Game League gathered for its 35th annual banquet and awards night on March 9 at Kenora's Rainbow Hall. President Ernie Gazdowich welcomed all those in attendance and reminded them of the importance of the Habitat Trust Program. Gazdowich attended the recent Saskatchewan Wildlife Federation convention in Saskatoon, where the question was raised, why do we need to buy land in Habitat Trust? The answer was, as time progresses, farmland is being cleared more and more. If we want to have land where our kids and grandkids can hunt, we need to put it aside for them. Gazdowich reported that over $247,000 was raised for Habitat Trust during the convention weekend. During the convention, on behalf of River Ridge, Gazdowich accepted an award for surpassing $80,000 raised for Habitat Trust. Past President Kathy Thomas addressed the gathering, admitting that, when I became president in 2000, I really had no idea what I was in for. But as I became more involved with the Saskatchewan Wildlife Federation, three things stood out to me. 1. The SWF is a phenomenal organization. Everyone from the executive director down to the office manager is passionate about ensuring the wildlife legacy we leave to our children surpasses that which we inherited. These are not jobs for these people, they are callings. 2. If the SWF was to survive, we needed to get the children involved. To that end, Brent Danilko stepped in to donate tons of prizes for the kids, and you, the parents, brought them to the banquets. Some years it was a little chaotic, but now when I meet these same young people, I know one thing. All of them love and respect the wild spaces. I am so proud of the adults they are. 3. If we wanted our children and grandchildren to enjoy the outdoors, we had to make sure they had places to go, and that meant saving habitat. Children and habitat became our focus. To date, River Ridge has donated $80,000 to Habitat Trust. That just amazes me. I was blessed to be surrounded by a team of people in this club who shared the vision, and we all worked together to achieve the goals we considered important. With the unfailing help from my family, my team, and with the support of all of you, we have succeeded beyond my wildest dreams. Being your president has been one of the most rewarding times in my life. Thank you and God bless. Thomas followed with table grace for the banquet meal. In a world where many walk in hunger and many walk alone, we give thanks for the world that we live in together. Free to believe as we choose, sharing the wonder of your living skies, the bountiful land filled with trees, flowers, wildlife, fish and blue, clear waters. Through a deeper awareness of your presence, help us to learn to share these gifts with others. We ask that you bless this food that we are about to eat, and bless the friends gathered here to share it. In your name we pray, amen. Everyone appeared to be in agreement that the meal was delicious, starting with the roast beef and chicken entrees. The side dishes were mashed potatoes, cabbage rolls, peas and corn, and Caesar and pasta salads. Trifle was served for dessert, accompanied by coffee, tea and juice to drink. The awards portion of the evening included recognition for big game, birds and fish award winners. Throughout the evening, everyone in attendance was encouraged to place a vote for their favorite picture in the photography contest. Big game in the archery white-tailed deer category, Andrew Ochar was the winner with a score of 142 5/8. The muzzleloader white-tailed deer winner was Neil Matichuk, scoring 119 4/8. Harvey Milanovich topped the typical white-tailed deer category at 148 3/8. In junior white-tailed deer, Michael Ochar Jr. had the top score of 145 5/8. The winner for non-typical white-tailed deer was Clayton Milanovich with a score of 148 7/8. Vince Bailey was the winner in typical mule deer at 160 7/8. Emily Ochar won the ladies' white-tailed deer category, earning a score of 45 4/8. Cooper Kranick was tops in elk with a score of 209 0/8. Scott Hansen scored 144 6/8 to capture the moose category. Birds. Larry Teachko recorded a weight of 12 lbs 4 oz to win the goose category. Top spot in the duck category went to Gasper Thomas with a weight of 2 lbs 12 oz. Fish. Darcy Ripa was the winner in a pair of fish categories, Burbot with a weigh of 7.53 pounds, and Norther Pike catch and release at 17.5 pounds. Devin Paley was the best in junior Northern Pike with a score of 41 inches. Photography. Genova Lockhart accumulated the most votes and won the children's photography category. Dustin Parapelic finished on top of the scenic photography category, and Deb Lipitsky was the winner in wildlife photography. Executive. River Ridge executive officers for 2024 are Ernie Gazdowich, President, Kathy Thomas, Secretary, and Doug Lipitsky, Treasurer. Filling the positions of committee chairpersons are Kate Lockhart, Membership, Doug Lipitsky, Habitat, and Leanne Butterfield, Lotteries. The next major event on the River Ridge calendar is the gun show scheduled for June 8 and 9. Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking Kenora Courier's homepage at this link. Bookmark saskatoday.ca, Saskatchewan's homepage, at this link.